Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hello, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, March the 5th, 2014. I'm here with Bad Bob. Linda is on her way down to Sacramento. She's taking a bunch of stuff down to her parents, you know.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, I'm here with the mayor, Rick Pacetti, and we get to have Rick here for a half an hour or so. And I'm sure there's a few questions from last night, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Good morning as your computer fires up.
You know what? I don't know what, you know what? I can't keep the sound off because as it's firing up and it takes forever to fire because it's only like 100 years old.
Mm-hmm. A little steam engine.
Well, the mice get going and then, you know, then I watch the pulleys get moving and then it starts. Anyway. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start off like we always do. Let's start out with Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 13 points this morning at 16,382. The S&P 500 is positive fractionally at 1874, and the NASDAQ is down 1 at 4350. Active stocks this morning include Fuel Cell Energy, which is up 37 cents at $3.08, and Bank of America, which is up 36 cents at $17.08. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 8 cents at $25.18, and Pepsi is up 79 cents at $81.07. In the bond market, we find higher prices in the 30-year bond yield, and that's bringing that yield to 3.64%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 67 cents at $102.66. Gold is down $1.90 at $1,336, and silver is up fractionally at $21.23. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 here, right here in the morning. You know, they're up at 4:30 calling back to Wall Street, getting all the latest information so they can help you out because they're there to help you with retirement planning and everything. While the stock market is not rocket science, as Steve Medak says, it still needs experts in the area here, to be able to help you with it. And they're your neighbors and they do great work. Give them a call at 243-7561 located down and Park Marina Drive. What's the weather look like, Bad Bob?
Rain, high near 62. Rain tonight, low around 51. The wild card here is that we've got saturated soils and winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. So if you've got trees with a bad root system, you're going to want to be aware of that. Also, with the road slick, you want to be a little bit careful there. 52 degrees in Reading right now. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Senior and veterans discounts. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah, phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You hop in our chat room. Like I said, Linda's on her way down to Sacramento this morning, visiting her parents and taking some stuff down there. Every time she visits her mom and comes back, she says, "Hey, can I take the truck?" No. Because I know her parents are clearing out because they're getting ready to sell the house. And so they're downsizing. She says, "Hey, I'll just take the truck." No. I mean, no. Because she's already told me the piano and all this other stuff's coming back. So, you know, and I'm thinking, how can those three get the piano in there? But she'll find a way. But so anyway, hon, you be careful on your way down. You're going to be on the wet road here in a while. Hey, our guest today, our first guest today, we have several, but our first guest is Mayor Rick Pacetti, Reading City Mayor. And I invited him on to talk today about last night. The arrangement to sell the land to the McConnell Foundation out in Turtle Bay, was that decision was made a while ago.
Yes, it was.
And I don't think people realize. I think people are still thinking is that last night they were going to vote. Yeah. But that's not true.
No, last night we were voting to accept the deal or not. You know, we had voted probably about, I think it was like last April, about 8 months ago, to accept
something like that
we would sell these 14 acres. There were several different motions made at the time, you know. Well, no, part of the dissenting portion of the council had made a motion, well, let's only sell the 4.9 acres at the non-lease price.
Right.
And that failed then. And so it was accepted, and I was given directions to by the council to work with the team, and we were going to negotiate a price. And there were a lot of back and forth on this, you know. I was asked continually by other, not you, Carl, you were very nice about it, about, well, what's it going to be, what's it going to be? But other media was asking, you know, what's the price going to be, especially when it was being public about the appraisals that started coming in. And my answer was always, those are numbers that we have to go from. And we're going to negotiate a price based
on that. I remember you saying that because I did ask you that. Yeah. I'll just say, so what's the fair, you know, because I saw the appraisals coming in too. I mean, everybody could see the numbers. And then you're hearing other numbers go floating by, you know, the 4.5 million and the 6.2 million.
Right.
And so, and you said, well, this is, you know, it's a negotiation right now.
And that's
that, but you know, it's that though is that we want to get the best price. And that was the thing, so we want to get the best price possible. So, at that point, I kind of assumed that those were just starting prices, right, as it turns out.
And that's how it was. And I do have to give credit to the fact that McConnell did step up. You know, I actually asked for even more than we did get.
Well, you always do.
That's what your position is there. You know, there's been this, and it's almost what I don't understand sometimes at our public meetings is when factual information is given and presented, you know, and the facts of the fact that there is a still remaining 88 years of a lease on there, that people want to say, well, no, that doesn't exist, and that shouldn't enter into it. We had three national-level appraisers who all looked at this property.
From out of state? One of them was out of state, weren't they?
No, they were all
from state.
But
they had a lot of experience.
Two were out of the area. One was from Los Angeles. One was from the Santa Rosa, and then we had one here local. And, you know, they all varied differently. It's not like put the numbers in the top and it comes out the same equation. Everyone uses their experience in these things. And so, but every, the point is that this lease is still attached to it. And you know, so that's what you deal with. If you had a piece of commercial property that had a restrictive lease on it and it wasn't going away, you have to know that there's going to be a value of X put on that. And so that's what we're dealing with. I mean, I'm not a fool in the sense that I know what that value of, if there's no lease, they're right. That property is worth that. But that's not what we're, that's not the cards we're dealing with, and that's not how we're working with it. But you have to have a broader view of this whole project, in my opinion. We can't be really myopic and just focus in and say, well, that's what this is, and, you know, you're doing a disservice to
the people. It's part of a chain of things that are happening.
Exactly. And look at what the development we've had over the 10 years, 15 years that we've had that development happen in that area. There's been over $50 million worth of investment put down there. When they first got that lease and agreed to go in there and consolidate our museums, the deal was that they had to put in $5 million worth of infrastructure for that lease. Okay, well, they far have exceeded that. So in regards to the lease, and that's where I stood. And I'm not distrustful of the people. You look at the track record of what McConnell has done in our community, and you look at what Turtle Bay contributes to our community, I'm not distrustful of that relationship there. I don't think that we're going to have Six Flags down there on 14 acres. You know, we're going to have a hotel built. And for people who don't really understand, when the city cut off the final subsidies that we were given to the Turtle Bay organization, McConnell stepped in, and they have been paying that.
Yeah, they've been underwriting Turtle Bay for a long time. Let's take a quick break.
Sure.
And we'll come right back. My guest is Reading Mayor Rick Bassetti, and we're talking about the sale of the land had already been arranged 8 months ago. Everybody voted for that. We're going to do it. Now it was just how much.
Right.
Kind of like an old joke. But how much? But, you know, when we come back, talking about how it is something in the chain, but a lot of questions raised. And we've got to address the prevailing wage and the unions.
Absolutely.
When we come back. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Mayor Rick Bassetti.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Sacramento. Good morning. 50 degrees out there. It's raining. The weather rock is wet. Weather rock's never wrong. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. The best prices in town on tobacco products. And Espresso Joe's has got, has any type of coffee you could possibly want. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley do a great deal for our city and our North State, and especially in supporting veterans. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Rick Bassetti, mayor of Reading, is my guest. And we've got about another 10 minutes here, Rick. The unions.
Yes.
Hey, prevailing wage, we're going to sue.
Right.
And then the other thing is that they're also putting together an organization to get 4,000 signatures.
Yep.
To put this on the ballot.
It's fully expected.
Okay.
And, you know, the reality is that I don't believe you. We actually had a couple or several of the local union contractors got up last night and said, we're in favor of this. We're tired of this thing being dragged out. Mm-hmm. The reality is it isn't the locals as much as it is their state managers, because this is setting a precedent, apparently, and that's what they feel anyway. I'm going to share something with you, Carl, that people don't know that was part of our negotiations on the inside, and it kind of delayed our negotiations for a period of time because Turtle Bay had been able to cobble together some money. Mm-hmm. And went to the local unions management and said, we've got $500,000 for you to put in your pocket to drop everything in regards to the prevailing wage. $500,000. The local gentleman at the time said, yes, that's great. I'll put the deal together. I'll take care of the people
and
down this, the state.
And then the money, and then the money then would go out to the people to make up the difference.
To make up the difference.
So you could move forward.
And then we could move forward. It's less than what it would cost the job. The job was like $3.5 million more as a prevailing job, prevailing job, construction. Well, apparently the people, the power of the unions in San Francisco, wherever their court, their state offices are, snapped somebody's chain so hard, I think their head almost came off, and that deal just went away in a heartbeat once they found out about it. So, you know, how many of the local union workers knew that there was $500,000 on the table for them that they could have, and this project could have started?
As you're talking about, what, 40 workers plus the contractors and all this?
And, you know, 25% of the job is at prevailing wage by the electrical contractor. They got the bid. They got the bid. Okay. They were the low bidder as a union contractor. So we're talking about 75% of this. And it's just, it shows you where, you know, we were accused at a meeting before last of being puppets on a string to special interest. Well, you know, when you have something as factual as here's $500,000 on the table for you, and that gets yanked out from underneath them because they're told they can't accept it. It shows you where the power lies, and it's not the local guys here, I don't think, as much as it is it's the people at the higher levels that are, you know, afraid. I don't know. I mean, any dent in anyone, you know, and this is for the good of the community. I think most of the people realize this is what it is. And I hope that the people in this city, most of the people I've talked to are fully want to see this happen. They don't have the innate distrust of McConnell and of the Turtle Bay people. They understand that it's an economic decision that they're trying to build this hotel to help fund the Turtle Bay, that it will bring more revenue into the city. And it's a good thing. And we actually had some of the union guys saying, yeah, this is a good thing. You just need to pay us more money to build this. And, so, you know, it's all about power. It gets into that thing again, you know, and, you know, I'm glad to see that we finally got the decision to move forward. They have the resources to go out and buy 20,000 signatures. You know, I mean, really, they do. They have the money to do that. What's that going to tell everyone? I mean, what's that going to mean? I mean, honestly.
Okay, well, that, you know, and there was, that was the comments yesterday in the Revolt, I think it's Revolt. And we've invited the head of the Revolt, organization on to talk about just these things. And, what a lot of people are saying is, if you want to change how decisions are made, you remove people from office.
Right.
Because there's an election coming up. And it's obvious that, that, you know, Francie, voted for it. Well, you're not running again. And, and Missy. So if you don't like that, you can, you know, you change the people. I think though is that they saw, I think people see what happened with Churn Creek. And,
Churn Creek.
Churn Creek Bottom was
referendum.
With the referendum. And I think they see that now. And there's, you know, there's good and bads. You know, the people then can speak. On the other hand, does this mean every time that there's something that we disagree with that there's going to be a referendum and it gets set aside and it costs money and the whole thing? But it's absolutely their right to do that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And nobody's saying anything about
it's
that.
Their but right. It's, but is it the right thing to do for the community? And the community will decide.
And he said that. And the guy said, he says, the community would decide if we can't get the signatures, if we don't, you know, if we don't, you know, get the election. But it's just something else that's added on to this.
Yeah. And, you know, in situations like that, as a government agency, the city is precluded from any kind of campaigning. The city will not be allowed to do any kind of campaigning. And you remember the last time there were a couple of, items on the, you were talking Measure A and Measure B, and the city didn't do any campaigning. And the unions were very adamant about that, and both of them passed with 70%. So I trust and believe in the people of the city. I believe that my vote last night represented the majority, clearly, of the people in the city of Reading. And I hope, you know, that if this is what it takes to convince the leadership of the unions in the Bay Area or Los Angeles or wherever it is, that Reading is so important that they have to come up and spend, you know, $10,000 to $15,000, $20,000 getting this referendum going, and then our people here turn it down, then so be it. It's just going to delay the inevitable, in my opinion. And I think there's going to be a highly successful development down there. It's going to be something that everybody in this community is going to be proud of. It's going to complement the museum and the auditorium.
Well, we go back again. The hotel is a revenue stream to keep Turtle Bay afloat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's because if they don't get it,
profits.
Turtle Bay.
The profits of the hotel.
If they don't get it, Turtle Bay is going to go away. I mean, everybody's already said that. The city can't afford it. McConnell Foundation's not going to be able to do it anymore. So this is just one way. Now, it's not enough money, though.
No.
So there's got to be other things that happen. And they've got to be very wise down there, how they're doing everything, and how they're spending their money. But at least it takes a big burden off if this happens.
You know, when you look at where we were as a city in 2007 and 8 and where we are today, Carl, it can happen. I mean, when I came on the council, mm-hmm. we were losing $500,000 a month. It took us about 16 months to get our expenses in line with our revenue.
Yeah.
But we've been balanced ever since. And the meeting before last, we had our half year update on our budget, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have a reserve in our general fund this year. And it's a significant reserve. And did you read about that? Did you hear about it from anyone? Is anyone talking about that? Not at all.
You are.
Well, I am right now. Because I'm proud of that fact. And well, I don't like this negative. Everything is, the world is falling apart. The world is falling apart. And right now it isn't.
Right now the decision has been made to move forward. Of course, there's a lot of opposition to this. Mm-hmm. And there were, and we've only got a few minutes left, and there were people out last night reminding some of the city councilors, Francie, you said this. You said, you would support us in prevailing wage and things for the union. We put you in office. I think those are the words that were used. And I know they spent thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yep.
Francie and put a lot of money into the other two people who didn't make it in. Mm-hmm. More money than Anselmo tried on the other side, but that, you never heard that. Anyway, Francie said, though, I mean, I wasn't there for that, but.
Yeah, Francie said, that this is the right thing to do for our community. I give Francie so much credit on this because she had more courage than anyone in making that decision last night because, fully 90-95% of her campaign was paid by unions last time around. And to go against them. I mean, that shows some leadership, too, at times. You've been a commander. I'm sure you've made lots of decisions sometimes where your troops are going, really? Is this what we really have to do? I might not agree, but they follow them, right? And so that's why we're elected. This community elected us to represent them. And so last night I give her a lot of credit for standing her ground and voting for what she believes is right and not just being – ideologic and just taking a line and saying no, or we get accused every 2 weeks of being puppets of the unions. Every 2 weeks,
I know. I find it really interesting. if I can just say this before we have to take a break, is a lot of the people that have so much supported the union, and a lot of those are from Turtle Bay, right. To that group there. They're getting up. I can't believe that union would say this about people, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, because I know that this has put them in a quandary. But then in Francie, I know it really has with her that. And then the people that the unions were having a vendetta against were voting in their favor.
Exactly.
If from the outside sitting here watching this, it's been really amusing to me in the sense of how things flip-flop. Yeah. But the land sold or the property sold. $600,000.
Right.
The covenants are still there in place they're not going to be able to build other things down there. Turtle Bay controls that, and they made that real clear again last night. Mm-hmm. The prevailing wage controversy is going to continue on, at least in the few weeks until we find out what's going with that. So.
And after our hard costs are covered in this is one of the things that came up at a prior meeting. Well, we're spending money.
Right.
Part of the reason we were negotiating was we wanted to make sure that all of our costs were covered.
Yeah, so nothing. We shouldn't have to pay anything on this.
And we aren't. And okay. And the last thing is that money is going to go to some deferred maintenance that we've had on the Civic Auditorium. We have windows there where you can probably push on them and they'll fall out.
Well, that's the other thing. That to me, too, and we do have to go away. But
sure.
This is another thing I think was great, was the Bethel Church taking over the Civic Auditorium has been a huge success.
Yep.
I can't say that in any other way. And there isn't a person out there that doesn't agree with that. They may not agree with Bethel, or they may not agree with certain things, but.
Well, there's people who on the council who voted against that and still don't agree with it.
Well, I understand. Well, that may be, but yeah. You know, guess what? We've got a auditorium that has 230 events a year and saves, and where we were spending losing $1 million a year
million
on this.
$1.4 million.
We're not losing that, are we?
No.
We're making money.
And we're getting $400,000 a year in
rent.
There
you go. So that's a $1.8 million swing.
Swing, exactly.
All right. Hey, Rick, thanks so much. I know you're up late last night.
Yeah. It's okay. I get up early every morning anyway.
You only got a few more months of this, right?
Yeah.
Well, baseball.
I'm on pregnant time. 9 months. Yeah. Oh, baseball. Yeah. Baseball.
That's going to be another story.
Yeah. We'll come in and talk about that later.
Thank you, Carl. All right. Thanks, Rick. We'll be right back after these messages. Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, Linda's on her way to Sacramento without the truck. Because if she takes the truck, she brings stuff back. Her parents are downsizing, but she's on her way down there. Hey, the time is 7:33 in the morning. Phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, as usual. 50 degrees, and it's still raining out there. It's supposed to have rain today, according to Bad Bob. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Redding Spray Service. 20 years in Redding and offering pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments. You name it, they have. In fact, they're going to come over and treat our lawn. When I say lawn, that's giving myself the benefit of the doubt. It's some green and brown stuff out there. When you touch it, it kind of crumbles. It looks like a fungus, really. But they can fix it at Redding Spray Service, thank goodness. 221-3007, or check out their website, reddingspray.com. I am here today. It's Wednesday, and we have our business of the week. And Tim Scarborough's here.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. And you're bringing in the big guns today.
Oh yeah, I've been excited about bringing Steve Osborne in with Prestige Urgent Care. He, along with his sons and daughter-in-law, have opened up this new clinic, I guess you would call it. You know, family physician location with a concept that I want our audience to get ready, because we're gonna hear about healthcare and
the future of healthcare.
That's right.
Yeah. And we hope it's going to be the future of healthcare.
Okay. we're going to be talking with Steve today about not just the clinic, but about a couple of the things, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I've been called and buttonholed by several people. They tell me I need to talk to you about the state of medical affairs in this country. But that's going to be later, maybe a different show, because we're going to talk about right now. We're going to talk about the clinic that you all and your family are running now. So can you tell us a little bit about first about you all, and let's talk about the business then.
Okay, this is a family business. We're calling it an urgent care clinic, but that is a little bit of a misnomer, because we're doing urgent care, injury care, family medicine, and well woman care there. So basically we're taking care of all of people's everyday health care needs. The unique thing that we're doing is we've gone to a cash-based system. That means we don't take Medicare. We don't accept insurance. We haven't done that to be nasty. We have done that because it allows us to reduce our overhead by 30% to 40%. And what we're doing is we're returning that cost savings to our patients. So you can either walk in and have a cash-based visit for an urgent care, or you can join the clinic on a membership basis.
Mm-hmm.
The membership gives you unlimited access to everything we do in our clinic. Once again, urgent care, injury care, family medicine, well woman care. We do basic lab. We have digital x-ray. So for one monthly fee, you have unlimited access to our clinic. We're open 9 to 9 Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on Sunday. No copay, no deductible, no hassle. So what is that cost? For an individual, it's $79 a month. For a couple, it's $109. You can add kids for $19 a piece. Once again, that is unlimited access. Whatever we do in the four walls of our clinic is covered.
How can you do that? I mean, I'm not saying this in an adversarial way, but how can you do that? I mean, everywhere you go to, I mean, it's like having a Harley Davidson, break out another $100, or a boat, break out another $1,000.
Well, for $109 for a couple, that's probably your DirecTV bill or your cell phone bill. So how can we, if you're lucky.
Half of that. Yeah.
Okay. So how do we do that? What's happened with insurance is basically we've let insurance encroach into our lives maybe further than we should. So in today's world, to bill and collect from an insurance company consumes 40 cents out of every primary care dollar. So by not accepting insurance, we take ourselves out of the treadmill of hiring billing and collection people, fighting with insurance to get reimbursed, buying expensive software, et cetera. So what we're doing is returning that money back to our patients in terms of an affordable monthly fee. The nice thing about the monthly fee is you basically know what your everyday health care costs are going to be for the coming months or the coming year.
Okay? So you're saying a family can have unlimited access to an urgent care center for $1,200 a year.
Not just urgent care. We do family medicine.
Right.
And we do well woman care, and we do.
For $1,200 a year, about that?
For a couple, basically.
For a couple.
Yes.
Everything.
Everything. In addition, we have negotiated cash prices for outside service. Now we can't do everything in our facility. For example, if you need an MRI or a CAT scan, if you need complicated lab work, that's outside services. But what we're doing is negotiating cash prices for those outside services. So, for example, if you have if you have complicated lab work required, we can get you a cash price that's anywhere from 50 to 90% cheaper than you would pay through
insurance. Now, I've had a friend that had to Las Vegas. They had to have a hip or something. I'm not sure. He offered them cash. They took the cash, and it was at quite a bit of a savings to him.
What people will find, and you said we were going to talk about the future of healthcare. I hope what we're doing will be the future, because the truth is, on a cash-based system, healthcare is not that expensive, unless you require hospitalization. You know, if you're talking about being smashed up in an accident and needing surgery and spending a week in the hospital, yes, that's expensive. But the truth is, those are normally once-a-lifetime events. So if people buy a high-deductible insurance plan, then they basically have catastrophic care covered. So actually what we're doing is the perfect add-on or supplement to somebody who has a high-deductible plan. The high-deductible plan covers your catastrophic events. We take care of all your everyday health care needs.
So there's still – and I understand that, because if you have the hospital stay for whatever it is, you still need that.
We still recommend that people have high deductible, and under Obamacare, actually, it's the law that you have health insurance. If you don't buy health insurance, you pay a penalty, although I have to say the individual penalties, at least for the first year, are pretty benign.
Have you ever been taxed before because you were born? Maybe I shouldn't get started in that.
Well, you understand that
the
penalties that are assessed for individuals who don't buy health care, or employers who have 50 or more employees, will pay a penalty. And right. Even though we talk about it as a penalty, it's assessed by the Internal Revenue Service, and in fact, it is a tax. If anybody followed the Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, it was upheld because it was stated as a tax, not a penalty.
Right. So we're getting taxed for breathing.
You're being taxed if you do not have health care.
Now, does this count?
A high deductible plan with our membership satisfies all the Obamacare requirements. And in fact, there's a company in the state of Washington called Q Alliance. And Q Alliance have teamed up with an insurance company, and you can actually go on to the Washington State Exchange to buy an insurance plan, and you can get a combination of the Q Alliance plan and an insurance. And by the way, Q Alliance is doing basically the same thing we're doing.
There's other doctors in town, but one that I know of right now that takes no insurance, and you pay him, and then you get your money back through your own insurance company. I mean, he'll give you the paperwork for it, but he takes no insurance, and he seems to be thriving in that, because I think for the same thing is that we have physicians in my family, on my side and my wife's side, and the amount of time, effort, and that they spend on all the different forms they're having to fill out and all that. For not just insurance, but for the government, is just extraordinary. I mean, you're still having to fill out all the forms for the government, though, aren't you?
Well, it's worse than people imagine. First of all, you spend a lot of money and a lot of time just getting your money back from the insurance company. Like I say, roughly 40 cents on the dollar. But the other thing that's being required are electronic medical records. Now, the average person, that sounds like a great deal, because now I'm going to have my records electronically and I can pass them around. The problem is the electronic medical record software is extremely expensive. It's very cumbersome in most cases. So what's happening is it's also running physicians' cost up, and it's very time consuming. Now, maybe eventually we'll work out the bugs, but right now that's increased physician workload and expense. We're getting ready to go to a new coding system in October called ICD-10, which will multiply tenfold the number of codes that physicians have to use.
Let me break in here. I can take a break here, doctor. And you are also you're a PhD doctor,
yes.
You know Steve or Dr. Osborne. I want to talk about that a little bit, because this has come up before on our show, how one of the codes is that if you are injured on burning water skis or something like that. Anyway, we'll be right back. Our guest is Steve Osborne from the Prestige Urgent Care. He and his family have opened up urgent care, and it's a completely different concept. They don't take insurance. You just pay, you pay a monthly fee, for your family or for yourself or for, you know, or however you work that out. And that's all you pay, no matter how many times you come in.
That's correct.
We'll be right back.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue, because Redding Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than here in town to get the greatest deal you're going to find in an outstanding service department? Redding Crown Motors, give them a call at 223-2177 or just stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Our guest is Dr. Steve Osborne. He and his family have started in Prestige Urgent Care. He's our business of the week with our friends from our Chamber of Commerce. And what it is, it's a you can join the clinic, and $79 for a single and $109 for a couple. Kids can be added on for $19 a piece. No copays. They just, you walk in, you make one of the questions is how long are the waiting lines?
Typically about 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, and if you're out of the area, would you like to address that one?
If you're a member and you're traveling, say you went to Disneyland for vacation and you get sick, it's true. you can't access our facility from Disneyland. Let's say it's worse that you're in Orlando and it's Disney World. So it's true, you can't come into the clinic. But statistically, only 8% of people that are on travel ever get sick. Okay? The second thing is you can still call our clinic. All right? So we can at least give you advice over the phone. And if necessary, we can probably find a local pharmacy and call in a prescription for you if warranted, if you're a member. But it's true, if you're out of town and something happens, clearly you can't walk into our clinic. But we think that's a relatively rare event. And the other point that I would make, depending on what insurance you have, you may find that where you go to see a physician, if you're out of town, may be out of network, which means you're going to pay for it anyway.
Okay, and there are certain things about the insurance plans you need to know about because, you know, some people signed up for things in California. It's only good in California. It's only good in that area of California.
Well,
so I think.
It could only be good in Shasta County.
Right.
And one of the things, for example, people who have gone to the California Covered Exchange, that's basically the exchange where individuals can purchase health insurance for themselves or their family. And depending on their age and their income, they can receive a subsidy. People need to recognize that they may be surprised at how few people are in that network. And in fact, I can tell you right now in Shasta County, I'm not sure anybody knows who is in the physician network for the Covered California Exchange.
Okay, I want to make sure that people understand is they're talking about concierge medicine has arrived, and this is not the same thing as that.
Well, it sort of is, only it's concierge for the middle class.
Because
it's the same concept. Now, you don't, and concierge, by the way, we actually have a VIP plan, so we have a concierge plan. It's significantly more expensive. Typically, concierge medicine gives you 24/7 access to a physician. In fact, if you buy a VIP plan with us, you get my son's cell phone number. But it's the same concept of concierge, but it's brought down to the middle class level in terms of cost and access.
And still there's no copay.
No copay.
I just want to make sure.
No
that...
deductible. In fact,
right.
When you sign up with us, you get a membership card, you walk in, you show the card. On your first visit, we have to collect patient information. Thereafter, you walk in, show your card, and you're seen. And one of the points that I'd like to make is because we are not a fee-for-service business, we have the luxury of taking however long is required for your visit. If we need to spend 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes taking care of you, we can do that. The traditional family practice is required to see 30 to 35 patients a day just to sustain their practice. Well, you can do the math. They're open 8 hours a day. So as I was sharing you before we went on air, today the average face time with your primary care doctor is 7 minutes. And it's not because they want to do that. It's because the system is now forcing them to see so many patients a day to sustain their practice that they simply don't have the luxury of spending as much time with their patients as they would like.
And then they spend the weekends trying to get all the right reports in because you almost have to have the medical degree to be able to do
That's
the coding
correct.
And the medical reports. And those will get you in much more trouble than somebody that says, oh, you gave me the wrong pill.
Well, it is. And the truth is, we have three physicians in my family, two family practice physicians. My oldest son's an orthopedic trauma surgeon. So we have a lot of access, if you will, into the healthcare community. And I can tell you physicians hate what's happening. It's like my son says. He said, I went into medicine to practice medicine, not to run people through my practice on a conveyor belt and be a slave to the government and to insurance companies.
You can either be the cow... Or the cowboy.
I like that.
Well, you know, that came from another physician, Dr. Payush Dhanuka, says that. And he has his feelings about government health care, I think, probably parallel yours. And I have yet to – we've had a number of physicians on. I have yet to have one on that believe what was happening under this administration is going to do anything to strengthen our health care. In fact, if anything, it could destroy it, the level of health care we have.
What has happened under Obamacare, and by the way, Obamacare is infinitely complex, but what's happened is people are being forced to have insurance, which, by the way, is not all bad, but what they're not getting is health care. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's happened over the years is we have come to equate the terms insurance with health care. But the problem is insurance isn't health care. Most people have large deductibles and high copays. So then in addition to buying insurance, you still have to pay the physician when you go see them. So we want to provide affordable health care, not just insurance.
Okay. We're going to have you back on again, Steve, on a different subject, on talking about Obamacare.
Would love to do that.
Because, you know, I'd love to have a form here between you and a couple other doctors that cover the range of specialties and general and this that all see that we're in trouble.
I think that would be fantastic because what I'm finding is people are very confused about what's going on in healthcare today. And because of that confusion, people are making poor choices. Not because anybody chooses to do that, because the complexity of what's going on, people simply don't understand.
I think it's true. We have one of our producers in here is a college student and 23, 24 years old. And she understands because she listens to what goes on and, you know, during our shows. She talks to her friends about signing up. You know, you're supposed to sign up, and they're just, she says, blank looks. Totally blank looks on their faces, and she says, well, you're going to have to do this and this and this. And then she says the looks become shock and awe, what's happening to them at this age.
Let me add one comment before we go is some people will elect for whatever reason to not purchase insurance, in most cases simply because they can't afford it. We think that's tragic, but if in fact you can't afford health insurance, then for heaven's sakes, come and buy one of our memberships so that you at least have access to health care.
And you're right. There's a difference between health care and health insurance.
And it's getting larger every day.
And this is give me addresses and phone numbers.
Okay. We're 244-4577. We're at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buena Ventura and the Sunset Shopping Plaza.
Okay, I know where that's at. The other thing, too, is got to be a certain spot where you're going to be satiated.
We are hoping that once we get to a sustainable level in our clinic, we'd like to open one on the east side of town. We're pretty far west. And, in fact, the truth is I'd like to open a lot of these. We really believe that what we're doing is the future of health care, at least for everyday care. Quite frankly, if we don't go back to a cash-based system for what I'll call everyday health care, I suspect that we're going to end up in a single-payer government-run system. I think that's going to be the alternative.
Is there any choice after the mess this has been in? I mean, and I've lived in countries where they have the unless you've lived in a country where they have the government takes care of your health, you cannot realize how bad it is. People say, oh, this is so good, this is so good. I've lived in those countries. It's not that good. There is a lot of problems there.
The fact is the media likes to tell us that places like Europe and Canada have these great systems, and they can quote statistics. Unfortunately, the statistics don't tell the truth. The truth is the U.S. still has, by leaps and bounds, the best health care system on the planet. If we're not careful, we're going to let the government and insurance companies ruin it for everyone. So don't believe the media hype. Talk to a physician from Europe or Canada and ask them how well that's working for them. Or talk to somebody who needs a total knee replacement in Canada, and they're saying, we think we can get you in 3 years.
And age starts playing a difference, too.
Yes, it does.
That's like I said, you know, we're going to present a forum here. We'll get together two or three physicians here in town and just say, hey, look, this is what we're seeing. I know Doug McConnell says, but they can't even get people to go into the specialties of heart surgery. They've got 15 or 20 openings in residencies that they can't fill. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Very few physicians are electing to go into family practice because the workload is so high. And by the way, not just seeing patients, but the administrative part. And frankly, doctor reimbursements go down every year. So it's kind of hard for people to make a good living as a family practice doctor.
Okay. Dr. Steve Osborne, PhD Steve Osborne, but his family is, I'm going to say that in case my call says, hey, I've got this pain. Prestige Urgent Care, out in the Sunset Shopping Center right there. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. What can I say? 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.com. comfort.org. Thank you so much for being with us today, Steve, and with your comments. We'll have you back on for other comments on Obamacare. Hey, after the break, we're going to have Terry Raposa here and an update on the state of Jefferson. Carlin and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At an emergency international gathering today in Paris, Secretary of State John Kerry speaking out against Russia's intervention in Ukraine. He says that they have no business being there, and he made his point by reading from a pre-existing agreement already signed by Russia.
The United States of America, the Russian Federation, and the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland reaffirm their obligation to refrain from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of Ukraine.
The national flag is once again flying over the administrative headquarters in Donetsk, Ukraine, replacing the Russian flag that was hoisted there just 5 days ago.
Donetsk is the home city of deposed President Viktor Yanukovych. But last night, some 1,500 demonstrators marched in Donetsk waving Ukrainian flags, opposing Russian military intervention. And today, it's the yellow and blue of Ukraine that flutters over the local government building. Police said they evacuated the local parliament today over fears it was booby-trapped with explosives.
And that report from the BBC's Christian Fraser, also on SRNews.com. Some fireworks on Capitol Hill at a House hearing into the IRS targeting scandal against conservative and Tea Party groups. Here's SRN's Wally Hines.
The hearing erupted into chaos after witness Lois Lerner refused to answer questions and Chairman Darrell Issa adjourned without allowing Democrat Elijah Cummings to make a statement.
Mr. Chairman, you cannot run a committee like this.
Cummings attempted to continue.
For the past year, the central Republican accusation in this investigation, we're adjourned. Close it down.
As ISA and Republicans walked out, Cummings argued that months of hearings have found no political motive behind the targeting scandal. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the Dow is struggling right now, down about 32 points. This is SRN News.
I'd gotten a big promotion at work. Our daughter was getting married. So we thought, here we are, life's going to be great. At that point, everything changed.
When Sybil Redmond was diagnosed with cancer, her faith guided her to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
As soon as we walked through those doors at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, all my anxiety left. To know that they embrace not only you, but your faith just makes such a big difference.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, spiritual support plays an important role in our integrative approach to treating cancer.
Our pastor has been with us every step of the way, through every chemo treatment. It gives you the strength and encouragement to keep on.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit.
I firmly believe God led me here.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with complex or advanced stage cancer, call us today at 855-939-HOPE. That's 855-939-HOPE. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits. Appointments available now.
General Motors' new CEO is starting an internal review of the company's practices after an embarrassing recall involving 1.6 million vehicles.
CEO Mary Barra says the review will hold the company accountable and improve procedures so the problem doesn't occur again. Barra says she's also leading a group of executives who will handle the response and monitor progress on the recall. Last week, GM doubled the number of cars included in a global recall of small cars for faulty ignition switches, which have been linked to 13 deaths.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The Bank of England has suspended a member of its staff while it conducts an investigation into allegations that the institution condoned or knew about manipulation in the foreign exchange markets. So far, the bank has examined about 15,000 emails. The bank there, incredibly important to the world of international finance, affecting even the markets here in the United States, where right now the Dow is down 8.5 points. This is SRN News. Payroll processor ADP says businesses added 139,000 jobs last month, up from 127,000 in January, but January's figure was revised sharply lower.
This is the third month in a row of weak job growth. The weakness was broad-based across most industries, saw declines in financial services, information services.
And economists are forecasting that Friday's report will show unemployment remained at 6.6% last month. The House approving legislation to roll back a recently enacted overhaul of the federal flood insurance program has been driving up premiums.
Sending somebody a $10,000 or $20,000 a year bill on a $200,000 house that never flooded is not an actually sound rate. It's a death sentence.
That's Congressman Steve Scalise, a Republican from Louisiana. The bill enjoyed widespread bipartisan support and passed easily last night. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. Oh, gosh. It's 8:06 in the morning on March the 5th. How did that get by? March 5th, you know, February is just, you know, just went by us, you know, 28 days. Does that make a difference there, Bad Bob? I mean, 28 days, yes, it's shorter, but, I mean, didn't it just seem like we woke up and
blink,
yeah. Boink, it's gone.
Yeah.
Boink. Well, it's gone. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and our chat room is loaded, at kcnr1460.com. You know, first they jump into McConnell, now they jumped into the urgent care and paying just one price like that. Let's go back to somebody whose feet are on the ground. Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 8 points at this time at 16,386. The S&P 500 is down one at 1,872. And the NASDAQ is positive 6 points at 4,358. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America, which is up 47 cents at $17.19, and Fuel Cell Energy up 41 cents at $3.12. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 17 cents at $23.24, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 42 cents at $43.49. In the bond market, we're finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury bond yield to 2.68%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.09 at $102.23. Gold is up 70 cents at $1,338.60. And silver is up 4 cents at $21.26. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 908, and 1008. Nope, 708, 808, 908.
Not at 10. No.
Not at 10. No, just through 9. You know what? They're up. They're calling back. They know what's happening. We're having our Wells Fargo advisors on once a week for like 5 weeks to talk about different types of investing. Talks about what, you know, on retirement planning, the stock market, what's it mean when you're buying on the margin and if you'd ever do that. And other things. It's not rocket science, but it is something that it can be scary if you don't understand what's happening. Well, they do understand what's happening. Wells Fargo advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive. Bob, weather.
Rain on the streets, high near 62. That'll continue through tonight with a low around 51. The big news, of course, winds that will be gusting up to 30 miles an hour, and we've got saturated ground, so some trees may topple over, so keep that in mind. Currently 53 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They offer senior and veterans discounts. You can give them a call, 365-3793.
Okay, you know, we do live reads for Sleep Number. And why, you know, that we sleep on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 35, Linda's is 40. And why do we do that? And we have found that I've not slept any better in my life than I do on these beds. This is why that we're happy to tell people about this. And it's not just us. There's, you know, 6 million other people that sleep on these beds and love them. They're guaranteed. They're made in the United States. The dual air technology means Linda can sleep at the firmness in the mattress that she likes. And then I sleep on the firmness of the mattress, that I like. It's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. It aligns your spinal column and your backs and back and hips. And they aren't That expense, people think, oh, you have to spend thousands of dollars for this. No, you don't. They have the all-new Sleep Number Classic Series with queen mattresses starting at only $6.99. How much is a good night's sleep worth? How much is it worth? And you figure that you're going to have this bed for years. You're going to have this bed for years, and you're going to be able to sleep well. How much is that worth? You know, to me, because we are on the go, as people know, we're on the go all the time, that when we crash at night, I want to go to sleep. I don't want to toss and turn. And if I, for some reason, Elk Killer gets me up in the middle of the night, then I go right back to sleep again. Again, right now you can save $400, the lowest price ever, on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. Head on down to our Sleep Number store. It's out there in the Target Shopping Center at 1315 Churn Creek Road. Talk to Brian or Janice. They will show you what your Sleep Number is, and they will absolutely give you a great deal on a Sleep Number bed. All right, let's go to the phones here. And Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Morning, Bob. How you guys doing?
Hey, you're doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing well.
You know, Terry's calling in to give us an update on what's happening. You know, I just saw an article in the state of Jefferson. I just saw an article last night I was reading that they were talking about, and they call it the secession movement, that's sweeping through the country. The fact that, you know, in Maryland and Colorado and other places, that this is not just something limited to the North State, Northern California. This is something where they are saying is that, and it pretty much mirrors, though, what's happening here. You have your rural areas that are being hammered by an urban area that has no concept of what we do up here, how we live. And in these cases in Colorado, they're seeing bills passed and laws passed that thoroughly infringe on their liberties.
Well, on Saturday morning on Jefferson State of Mind, at 8 o'clock, the spokesman for the state of Colorado, or whatever they're going to call their new state, is going to be on with Robert and Kayla. So that'll be interesting listening, and I want to remind the folks to listen to that.
Yeah, I saw Red last night, and he was talking about that. So this is the group that they're same thing, that they believe is the urban centers have, which control the voting, have but ignore the needs of a lot of other people.
Yeah, that's true, and I'm not sure what you have in mind for a format this morning, but what I'd like to do, if I could, is give everybody an update, and then in the second segment, and just before I go to the second segment, I'd like to briefly explain Sims versus Reynolds, and then I'd like to talk about the clarification of the differences between what Tim Draper, my good friend, is doing, and what we are doing in the state of Jefferson. So there's clarity on the two different ways of going about this, and I think that that's a really important thing, because when we were at the gun show, we had at least 200 people that we talked to, and after explaining Sims versus Reynolds and what Mr. Draper was doing, they could clearly see the difference in what was going on, and I think that's important.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break then, so we can then be uninterrupted there for the next 15 minutes. Our guest, Terry Raposo, an update on the state of Jefferson. He's going to talk, and we're talking about what brought this on, what's happening right now. They're talking about the law that caused all of this to happen. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning,
and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Linda is on her way to Sacramento, so I'm here with Bad Bob and intern Wayne. We have interns now. We have interns. We're getting big time here. We got interns in the morning, interns in the afternoon. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts. You know, it's your center for a healthy lifestyle with an in-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff to assist you, classes on health and diet. They carry all types of raw and organic foods, non-GMO foods, all types of stuff are there. All types of foods, all types of supplements are right there in Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. And, of course, Amazing Foods for Life, started by Vicky Leia and her husband, and is sweeping all through the North State, the South State, and is moving east all the way to Texas. Gluten-free mixes, gluten-free foods made in a gluten-free, certified gluten-free factory right here in town. Amazing Foods for Life. Okay. Our guest, Terry Raposa, who is going to lay out a few things, kind of get, so everybody kind of understands where the state of Jefferson is. And there's a number of questions here going to also, Terry. But why don't you start out, and then we'll hop in with the questions.
Sounds good. Okay. I'm going to backtrack just a hair to give people, bring people up to speed very quickly. On September the 4th, 2013, a short 5 months ago, Siskiyou County approved a declaration to withdraw from the state of California by a vote of 4-1. 20 days later, Modoc followed by a vote of 4-0 with one abstaining. About a month and a half after that, we fast forward to Tehama County, and Tehama County voted 4-1 to put a put it on the ballot to withdraw from the state of California. With those supervisors all agreeing that if the popular vote went that way, they'd sign a declaration, and that would be county number three. Glenn County, just a few short weeks ago, voted 5-0 in favor of withdrawal from the state of California, with a declaration. Then we have Yuba, where we went to on, February, the 25th, and we were down in Yuba County, and, it was a very, very good meeting. I mean, that whole week, Carl, was a long week. went down there and gave a presentation to the Board of Supervisors. They voted unanimously to come back on the 8th and to discuss this thing. I can say confidently that they are very much for this. They understand the representation problem, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Sutter County has invited us to come down and has asked for a declaration on March the 28th. We have been invited to a town hall in Placer County. That will be on April the 7th, the day before we go to Sutter County. Also, we've even been invited to speak at El Dorado County. We're going to, but it's not.
It's when you get down to Marin County, Terry.
Month and a half or so. But there's numerous dates, numerous town halls that we're going to be doing over the next month and a half. And this coming Monday, we are going to Yreka because Discovery Channel is coming out and going to sit down with all of us for quite some time. They're going to spend the morning with Mark and Cindy Baird on their ranch and discuss this, and then we're all going to discuss it and talk with Discovery Channel, and that will be about 2:30 in the afternoon on the 11th. So that's pretty much the update of things. Now, Sims versus Reynolds, and this is very important because, as I said before, I'd like to be able to have the time to clarify what Mr. Draper's doing and what we're doing. Sims versus Reynolds, prior to 1964, California was on the federal model of government, which we all know. Every state has two senators, whether you're small like Vermont or big like California, and the House of Representatives is based upon population. Well, that was the format that California had. Every county had its own senator, and the assembly was based upon population. So in 1964, the Warren Court ruled that rocks and trees can't vote, and basically it should be one man, one vote. Now, that was an opinion, and of course, sometimes opinions turn into law. And what happened is California counties lost their representation. A good example of that is we have one senator for 11 counties up here, where we should have had 11, and the county of Los Angeles has 11 senators and 24 assemblymen. So when people say that Los Angeles County basically can vote any way they want to vote, and when they do it, they sort of rule the roost on whatever law they want to pass, even though it may not even be something that we need or should have or really is diametrically opposed to what we believe, it passes without any representation. And I'll give you a good example of that. The fire tax. So, Carl, let's say you own some property out in Shingletown, and you now have a fire tax that's $150 per structure, per property you own, per livable structure. Okay, what happens with that is basically you get wind that this thing is going to be happening. So you say, well, gosh, I'm going to call those guys down in Los Angeles County, and I'm going to call those assemblymen and those senators, and I'm going to voice my opinion because they're going to pass a tax on me. And a tax, by the way, that doesn't affect any of their constituents at all. But it affects me, and I need the representation. I want to give them my opinion. So you call them up, and they don't really respond to you because you're not their constituent.
They could care less.
The next thing you do is you send them an email, and they don't respond to your email because you're not a constituent. So finally, you get upset, and you say, I'm going to write a handwritten letter. So you write a letter to those assemblymen and senators down there, each and every one of them, and you have your zip code on it. And since your zip code is on it, guess what? It either goes back to Brian Daly or it goes back to Jim Nielsen because you are not their constituent. So that is basically taxation without representation.
Well, it really goes to Ted Gaines, but you're right. Well, it is.
It does go to Ted Gaines.
Yeah, even though that, okay, we won't go there. So it's kind of catching up on this is that because of the strength of the, you know, the change in the law and the strength of the Southern California counties in there, essentially that, and the fact is that if I'm voted in to represent my group of people, then I'm going to represent them. And if it means that it falls on these hicks from Northern California, I could care less. And I don't have to listen because, frankly, I am only in here for a certain length of time, and I'm going to be reelected, and I need to help my constituents
and, you know, really to hell with what's the right thing to do. Hopefully people don't feel like that, but a lot of people do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then you fast forward to what Mr. Draper's doing. Now, I went ahead and
We've got about four minutes here for Mr. Draper.
Just before Christmas, and he called me at my home on Christmas Eve. So he had a very interesting conversation, and I know you don't have a map, but he has divided California into six different states: the state of Jefferson, Northern California, Silicon Valley, Central California, Western California, and Southern California. Now, he and I talked at length on Christmas Eve, and I explained to him at that time, because of Reynolds versus Sims, for example, if you take Northern California and the line for the state of Jefferson is drawn at Sierra County, which means Plumas and Butte and Colusa are on the border of the state of Jefferson the way he has it mapped out, which would mean Sutter, Yuba, Nevada, Sierra, Placer, and El Dorado would be, for example, with Sacramento County. Well, what's wrong with that picture? What's wrong with that picture is Sacramento County has what? Population. That means what? One man, one vote. Sims versus Reynolds. So that means that all those counties still, no matter what he does or how he divides it up, meaning Mr. Draper, those folks still do not have any representation because of Sacramento. Okay, then you can go down to each one of his particular states, Los Angeles being the most egregious. If you're Santa Barbara or you're Ventura or San Luis Obispo, you're at the mercy of whatever Los Angeles wants to do because they have the population, again, one man, one vote. So I asked him flat out, I said, well, how did you figure this out when you guys were doing this? And he said, well, it really wasn't politically. And I said, oh, boy, howdy, it sure wasn't, because these folks still don't have representation. And he was alluding to the fact that he looked at it in a business concept. The challenge with that is that you have to have two things before you have business. You will have legislation, and you will have regulation that guides and directs a lot of things businesses, too, are going to do. So you can't really put the horse or the cart before the horse, because you have to have legislation fair, and you have to have regulation fair, in some cases non-existent, before you can have commerce. And so what he did is he based this upon an economic situation originally.
Well, the fact that I know you two have been in contact for months now.
A lot.
Yeah. And, the thing is that this is kind of, and I'm not sure if you were said this or alluding to it, because I was also trying to pull up another map here. The fact is that I think people, it's easy to grasp a northern, a northern section, as it is much easier than six sections of the state. The comments in here, let me talk a little bit about them, is that in our chat room. In fact, I tell you what, let's take an early break, because we have people in here that are bringing up points about a state of Jefferson or whatever it's called, the state of Jefferson and the problems that people are going to be running into. And I think we need to address those. And in fact, this is what they're going to say, but this is how it can be, and this is how it won't be a real problem. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, our guest Terry Raposa with an update on the state of Jefferson and the six states proposed by another initiative here. And the chat room is filled up with people here talking about this. We'll be right back.
From Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help.
Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Bob Lynn is on our way to Sacramento. It is 8:33 in the morning. The time is 8:33 in the morning. Our phone number is 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And one of the comments was that our mics were still on. They weren't on, so I don't know how you could hear that. But who knows? Maybe it was because the telephone line's on. But we will watch that. Did we say anything weird? So, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Our friends there. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. A great place to go. The cheers of barbershops. You walk in, everybody knows your name. And if you, even if you're new, you kind of feel like they know you. And you're going to love that place, Cypress Square Barbershop. My guest is Terry Raposa. We're talking about the state of Jefferson. And, Terry, I'm going to bring up a few problems that people are talking about. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Progressives will fight like junkyard dogs to keep Jefferson from happening. Of course, as the chat room is just rolling through here. But essentially what they're saying is, they don't want another conservative state. They're going to fight this. Why would they want to, turn loose this? The idea that, the people that are conservative in viewpoint and moderate in a lot of ways, but don't agree with their liberal agenda. They've got us right now where they want us. They've got the fact that we're neutralized and we're standing up here and that we can stand up for ourselves, but it makes no difference to them. How do you fight that?
Well, the thing is that just very quickly to understand the process, these declarations that have been passed and the ones that will be passed in the next month or two, Mark Baird and myself are going to head down to Sacramento, and we're going to enter these declarations into the legislative record, and we'll talk to the state parliamentarian. He will go ahead and enter that in. Then what we'll do once we get enough counties is we will go to Sacramento, have a Democrat and a Republican assemblyman and also a Democrat and Republican senator go ahead and co-author bills. Now, okay, as this gentleman is saying, let's say they turn us down, all right?
Yeah.
Well, since we have entered this into the parliamentary record, and since we have got bills that we have authored, and we're not kids here, let's say they turn us down on this first thing. Well, now we have grounds on Reynolds versus Sims, because there's three things you have to have to go to court. Number one is you have to show standing. Well, we've shown standing because we took the declarations down. They're in the parliamentary record. We've talked to senators and to assemblymen, and we have a bill out there. Okay? That is standing. The second thing is we can show harm. How can we show harm? Well, we show harm because we're not represented, because we have no recourse or no representation, fire tax being a small portion of this, in the fact that whatever we are against or whatever we're for, we have no representation. That shows harm. The court then has to have a remedy for the harm that we have. What's the remedy we have for harm? The remedy we have for harm is overturning Reynolds versus Sims and giving us back the federal model of government in the state of California.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, if that happens, and we do have some constitutional attorneys and large constitutional attorney firms that are interested in this, even if that begins to go to court, if you're in Los Angeles and you're a senator or you're an assemblyman and you can see, and again, you mentioned at the beginning of the program, which is very vitally important, there are six other states that are also looking at this.
Yeah, this is not a one state fight going on here, but this is
six other, like I said,
Florida,
et cetera. Anyway,
yeah, I tell you what, if you look along the coast here, look at Oregon and Washington, you go east of the mountains, and you've got states just like this one, just like we are here in the North State. Conservative, but Seattle is the dog that's wagging everybody, even though it's a small portion of the state. And in the same thing in Oregon is that when this moves forward, I think you're going to see a number of other states that either they change the way they're doing it, or you're going to have another six or seven adding on to this.
Well, the point is that the senators and assemblymen are not going to want to have a situation where now in Los Angeles County, where now if this gets overturned, which it very well could be, now there's only one senator in Los Angeles because there's one senator in every county. That's the issue. And then we talk about dividing the state because of the fact there would be 58 senators and 1,248 representatives. So now we have to do something about that. The real deal is, and everybody agrees, many, many Democrats agree, California cannot be governed in its size and scope at this point. It's impossible. That's why we have the debt we have. That's why we have almost $1.3 trillion in debt with unfunded liabilities. Not my statistics. Those are California statistics. So really and truly, I'm not really concerned about the progressives. We also have Plan C and Plan D, which I won't get into. So I'm really not concerned about that because this has never been done this way before. Originally, this whole thing was about getting the roads back to 1941, getting roads back in so guys could do mining and they could do their timber and all that good stuff, because they weren't getting their fair share of money from Sacramento. This isn't about money. This is about representation, and we really do have a case.
Well, you know, I think that I think people needed to go back and look at the history of this. And the fact is that there was a reason that this was happening back in 1940 and earlier in the 30s. The bottom line on it is when it gets right down to it, is representation and what's fair for the people in this area. The fact is that when I vote, because of the laws that they have here in California, when I vote, it doesn't count. This thoroughly irritates me that I've got a great, no matter, I could have, you know, and I think we have really good representatives there, you know, and Brian Daly. It bothers me to think that Brian reaches out his hand, you know, to try and make things work with the other side. It bothers me, and it doesn't bother me. I'm glad he does that. But what bothers me is that no matter what logic he shows, and he's the first one to tell you this, no matter what logic he shows, no matter how he shows this, you know, that it impacts on the people up here, and it really doesn't impact on the people down south, that they don't care. He still can't get a bill out of committee unless a Democrat agrees to it. And this to me means is that I am not represented in this government. And yet, the government is more than happy to tax me, more than happy to take our money, more than happy to put all types of restrictions on us up here. This is what it's about. And if it takes the fact that we have to organize, go to court, whatever it takes to have that representation, if it means another state, then so be it. But enough of this, of me paying money every day, every hour, into the state that really, frankly, doesn't care.
Sally and I talked to approximately heads of 50 different groups in the Southern California area last week, and we were on a conference call with them. And when I had explained Reynolds versus Sims to them, they were all shuddering over the fact that, oh, my gosh, what if we're lumped in with Los Angeles County? So, again, this really, you know, this really is something that's taken on legs because of the fact that people in Orange County, for example, are not represented either, you know, and it is, doesn't,
yeah,
it
that's
really
true.
Crosses party lines here. This isn't a Democrat Republican thing.
No, it's not.
This is basically that there are some laws that are being passed, like the CARB law with the filter.
Right.
I mean, if you have a tractor and it's a 1980 tractor and you bought it for $4,000 and it works just great for you, why should you have to, when you have perfectly good air, why should you have to put a $20,000 filter on it? Because in Southern California, they have too many cars. So, I mean, there really is not a way to govern a state this size, and that's why we have the problems money-wise. And one quick thing I think is really important to mention. When you start looking at county budgets, on Tuesday of last week, we found that during the Board of Supervisors meeting, that the $3 million that Shasta County was going to get for mental health, they're not going to get now. Also, on the Chaparral incident, which you're very familiar with, and I'm sure Bob is too, there were 26 federal and state agencies involved in that, and guess what? They're not going to get any money from California on that either. So what's happening is we're starting to see this debt and this situation California has, that all this money that these counties count on for their budget isn't happening. This is real stuff.
And, you know, if it starts there, and then you got to start looking at AB 109. If the money's not coming down for the mental health that was promised, then what happens with AB 109? Our guest is Terry Raposa, who is, I guess you could say, one of the leaders in the State of Jefferson movement. I think I can say that safely. One of the leaders in the State of Jefferson movement. This portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546 is their phone number. They're having, of course, their winemaker's dinner this Friday. Give them a call about that. It's just absolutely fabulous. But then, tomorrow night, of course, Thursday is pizza night. And we also have, and they also have great brunches, great, dinners all up in Anselmo Vineyards. Can't say enough about it. 474-5546. Hey, our guest is, Terry Raposa. And Terry, just to give us a couple more minutes here, is the fact the point that you hit was real important. This is not a Republican conservative issue. This cuts across a lot of lines for people that believe in the freedom, libertarians, Democrats, Republicans. It's about freedom and having the right decisions made that support what you believe in.
Well, I have a couple of good friends that are Democrats, and one especially that's actually ran for supervisor before, kind of a character. He and I have been like Oscar and Felix in The Odd Couple. But we're friends and we do stuff together, and he is totally behind the State of Jefferson. I mean, there's no question about it. And going back to Tim Draper's plan, just one other thing very quickly,
yeah,
is his six-state initiative would create 10 new senators. And that's something that I think would be another tough thing. And the other thing,
yeah,
about the way he's doing it through the initiative process is not even constitutional. Once the initiative is done, they still have to go back to what we're doing. So it's an extra, very expensive step.
Well, you know, and you know what? Frankly, it's like, you know, it takes away focus, and which is one of the things that you all have been trying to do is put this into focus for people. And then when you have something like this, as a distractor. Hey, we got to take a break. Terry Raposa is our guest today, talking about the State of Jefferson. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:43 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Of course, where's Linda? Linda's on her way down to Sacramento. She's got a bunch of stuff taken down to her parents, which is great because usually she brings stuff back. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The time is 8:48 in the morning, 52 degrees out there, and it's raining, and it looks like it's going to be raining. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, my friends down there, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding, California. Whether you're new long gun, shotgun, pistol, you name it, they have it, and they have a lot of guns on sale right now. Go on there and look at the Sig Sauers are on sale. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Great gunsmithing going on down there. Again, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222-8222. Our guest is Terry Raposa. And Terry, how do you like our new format where it's, less breaks, more talk?
Good.
Just good. Just good. You used to say to me, "Hey, Carl, you have to, you used to say, Carl, you have too many breaks here. We can't get into it." So now we're doing that, and it's just good.
Good.
Yeah, good. Good effort, Terry. Good effort.
I'm trying to keep myself on an even keel.
No, you don't. Maybe on the radio you do. Okay, buddy. Some of the things are going on. Are you reading the chat room?
I'm sure Sally is.
Oh, Sally's right in the middle of it, yeah.
But I did want to say one quick thing on Tim Draper. I think what he did, in essence, was good, because what he did is he brought awareness, and he also, had that not happened, we wouldn't have gotten that phone call from those folks in Southern California and be able to literally get the word out of what we're doing and really the differences and the clarity on what we're doing is constitutional, and Tim's going to have to do eventually, if this thing does go through, what we're doing anyway. So we're sort of saving a step because, again, an initiative, when you sign that, does nothing. The only way that you can separate a state is to get the majority vote with the state legislative body, and then you go to Congress and you get the majority vote. That can be just one vote in Congress, and that's the way that you do it. The governor doesn't have to sign off on it. The president doesn't have to sign off on it. So an initiative by saying this is what the people want, because I know one time Tim said, well, once we get the vote in, and I said, the vote doesn't matter. The vote doesn't really matter. You have to create standing, and you have to have something to take down to the parliamentarian to put into the record, and then you have to have the bill written. So you've got to go through that process anyway. The initiative is good in the fact that people are saying, gosh, you know, we need to be represented. We need to have a change. We need to, you know, we need to have our voices heard. That's all good, but it's a roundabout process. And I think it does create a bit of confusion.
I think it does. You know, I think it does. It takes focus away. You know, it's a distractor. You know, and people, you know, there's a lot of things that I saw when people were going, you know, were launching, political attacks at Obama. I saw a lot of distractors in it. And we, you know, instead of focusing on well-known things that they, you know, that the economy of effort, as somebody put in here, the, you know, economy of force was dissipated. Now I see this one as, everybody very much united, but then what Tim's doing on the side, it dissipates it again because people will get, you know, they start, they start paying attention to something that really isn't going to, I shouldn't say isn't going to happen, but then takes attention and money, you know, for fighting for this away from y'all.
Now, well, actually, the money for fighting for it is all coming out of his pocket pretty much. And again, it's the type of thing where, you know, gosh, he didn't, his comment to me on Christmas Eve was, I wish I would have talked to you guys first. So it was the kind of thing where, you know, hey, I give kudos to the guy. I mean, he's in Silicon Valley. He's saying, hey, everybody's really getting screwed on this deal and we have to do something about it. So, I mean, I kind of look at it in a different way. I mean, I think that, you know, with the initiative thing, I think the real important thing is to know the clarity and that the initiative really doesn't have any teeth. I think that's the main thing. It's almost the same as what we're doing, and that's that we're getting support statements from people, and I know in Shasta County, I think we're up around 4,000 now. And with those support statements, those are basically saying the same thing to our supervisors, and that is that basically this is the will of the people. This is what they want, and going in with a declaration for them to sign not only saves the county money, they don't have to put the $15,000 out to get it on the ballot, but it also is exactly what we need to put on the parliamentary record and to get this whole thing started, to show standing, that we have standing with this issue. And again, Tim is, I think he's a really good guy. I think that what he's doing is good, but he really has brought awareness to all this. So I think the real deal is we need to kind of get equal time so that we can let people know that we're doing something different than what he's doing. But by the same token, God bless him for getting out there and wanting to do something.
Yeah, and putting his money where his mouth is.
Sure, absolutely.
Some of the comments coming through here, of course, Sally says, sometimes people are afraid to hope anymore. They've been beaten down too much and do not want to be disappointed again. You know, that's strong, but, you know, I mean, and that's true, but I think is Onion Grower says, I do think this topic is useful. And we just jumped again on my, on the chat room as we're streaming like crazy right now. Because it helps people move to Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Arizona. And Riley Sally says, I don't want to move to Nevada or Arizona. You know, my children here, we should not have to drive or ride away or move away. And that being on the losing end, doesn't mean, because you've been on losing end before, doesn't mean you don't keep fighting. So, you know, I think this thing is, I think people,
are all on the same page. They're just, some people are just saying, you know what, it's just too much to grasp. Well, when Silas Lyons was on a couple months ago, he was talking about this, about being too hard. And some gentleman called, and it wasn't anybody, I mean, that I recognized, called and said, Silas, if it's too hard, we wouldn't have put a man on the moon. We'd still be talking with a British accent. The Germans would have taken Europe. He says, you can't not fight. You can't not do the right thing because it's too hard. And I think that's kind of the bottom line is if it's the right thing to do, you got to be in the fight.
Well, I agree with that 1,000,000%. But here's the thing that you said, Mr. Onion.
Well, Onion Grower, he's just in here.
The real deal is that this, what happens in California will resonate to the rest of the United States. And I hope I don't have to say that twice. It's just like with the CARB law. If that all happens here, every state legislative body is going to be licking their chops to get a piece of this money. The whole point is that you can move anywhere you want. The problem is that this is going to happen to you no matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. And when you stop and think about states like Florida, New York, Colorado, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Michigan, state after state now looking at this saying, hey, we want to create the same thing you guys are doing up there in California. And when you stop and think about it, this started in a little old county in Siskiyou, California, as the tip of a spear to where we are looking at getting our liberty back in our entire country. This isn't just about the state of Jefferson. This is about overturning bad law. This is about getting people in a position to where they can govern themselves in a constitutional manner. And also, there may be more than just the state of Jefferson down the road down here. And just as a reminder, this has been done 4 times. It's been done with Massachusetts, Vermont, West Virginia, and Tennessee.
Yeah, last time though, in like, what was it, 1820?
No, Civil War.
Well, okay, 1860.
But point being that nothing has really happened because the last 20 years, I think people are just kind of getting an idea of what's happening in California. And really and truly, when you stop and think about it, when Paul Ryan talks about a $90 trillion debt in unfunded liability, and when I'm asking about clarification for that, and I find that we are almost a trillion in California, this isn't about whether or not the sustainability of the state of Jefferson in the 18 counties that we're looking at could even happen. It's all about that California is going down the slop chute. And, I mean, if you can't see that, you are clearly blind because the governor's telling you that. Every time you turn around, there's a new tax.
Okay. Our guest has been, and you're right. And the other thing, too, is if you look about a state of California saying it's too big to be run, if it's run right, Texas has their legislature, all their people meet every other year for 3 months, and they seem to be doing okay. And so I think a lot of it's attitude, but I look forward to following this, and also, as you know, we have a show called Jefferson State of Mind on Saturday mornings, plus we have several other shows that espouse the freedoms that were guaranteed under the Constitution and which we're losing daily in the state of California, it appears. Terry, thanks a lot for your update.
Sure.
All right. Terry Raposa has been our guest, and we appreciate it, Terry. And we'll just keep this going. And I think it's important for people to understand what's going on. So thanks a lot. Tomorrow, revolt. The people that are going to be fighting this, putting it on initiative, the sale of the land of Turtle Bay. I hope they're going to be on. If they can be on tomorrow, and they have a card. I talked to some of them yesterday, one last night, to come on and talk about why this and how it's going to, how they're planning on making this happen. Also, Trish Clark joins us tomorrow as my co-host. And it's always a great time with Trish. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about Leonard and his shop. State jewelry, loose stones, great deals, honest deals on any type of jewelry you could possibly want. Plus the only trained watch repair man in the whole area. So if you need your watch repaired, no matter where you take it, it's going to end up with Jim over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Bad Bob.
Yes.
Going to be raining the rest of the week or just today?
Off and on rest of the week. Grab the thing here real quick. Sunny for your Friday, then rain coming back by Saturday night and rain out again on Sunday. So every drop helps. Little late, but everything we can get into the reservoirs is going to help. Be useful.
Hey, you know, tomorrow I want to talk about that 18-year-old girl who is suing her parents to support her, even though that she doesn't want to live under her rules at their house. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Long ago, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill described Russia as a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. And it sounds like Ukraine's new prime minister would agree with that assessment all these years later.
We cannot figure out the reason why Russian boots are on Ukrainian ground. And it's crystal clear that it was ordered personally by President Putin.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel tells Congress the Obama administration is doing more than just talking in response to Russia's actions in Ukraine. He says the U.S. military is
stepping up joint training through our aviation detachment in Poland. It's an area that I visited a few weeks ago, and augmenting our participation in NATO's air policing mission on the Baltic Peninsula.
Today, hundreds of flag-waving demonstrators.